Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The program. I'm Lori Rubenson. Talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Mr. Michael Fliegelman behind the glass taking your calls. And you can hit me up on Twitter on X at L Rubenson. Your topics tonight: the Giants, the beginning of the Jackson Dart era, the upset win over the Chargers, Malik Nabers looks like possibly season ending maybe with that knee injury. We will find out for sure on Monday, but that didn't look good. Giants defense steps up, so we're going to dive into that. We have the Mets collapse, an all-time putrid full season collapse, a season of failure for the New York Mets, and today's game, a lovely, horrific morsel of disgustingness that was symbolic of the entire season when the Reds fold in their game, giving the Mets a free pass to the playoffs. If it was the 2024 Mets, of course, backs to the wall, late game heroics, they would have found a way to win that one game they needed on the last day of the season, like last year's Mets did. But not the 2025 Mets, who have been a disaster for 3.5 months. So, we can talk about that. Who do we blame? How do we fix it? And how does this season compare in terms of most disappointing Mets seasons of this century? The Yankees, very different story, but on the other hand, the Yankees can look back, Yankee fans, and on the plus side, look ahead to the postseason, and I would toss out to you that the Yankees, I think, are the most complete team right now in the American League. Now, yeah, they lose the head-to-head against the Blue Jays, and you can go back and you can torment yourself. Look at any of those games. Look at games they lost with the multiple errors and kick the ball around. And you can drive yourself insane on those because any one of those games is the difference maker. And the Yankees have the best, would have had the best record in the American League, would have the number one seed, would have home field advantage throughout until the, all through the playoffs. All of that sitting there in front of them. And now, of course, here they are, wild card series and instead. And so, want to talk about that? You can call in on that. But we start tonight with the New York Giants and the beginning of the Jackson Dart era. And I'll say this. if you want to look at the numbers, like what did we watch today about Jackson Dart? And if you want to look at the numbers will say to you, Jackson Dart, 13 of 20, 111 yards passing, one touchdown throwing, one touchdown running, ran for 54 yards. And that's what the numbers will tell you. Now, they also will say, took care of the football, no turnovers, no interceptions, no fumbles. That's what the numbers will say. But here's what his teammates said, because today was a lot more than the numbers. The most important number is a win, obviously. The Giants won 21 to 18. And yes, the defense was better, no doubt about it. The entire team was more energized, spirited. And some of that, I think, you attribute to the young quarterback. Here's Jermaine Illuminor, his right tackle, said this. The swagger he plays with is contagious. The determination he plays with and the detail he plays with is huge. And it just makes you want to run through a brick wall for him. And so, yeah, we can look at the numbers. But if you're a Giants fan and you want to have some hope and some optimism after what has been, let's face it, since the Giants won the Super Bowl with Eli Manning at quarterback in that 2011 season. After that, it was 1 year of playoffs with the, you know, famous boat trip and that loss in Green Bay. And then Daniel Jones and Dable's first season coaching and the win in the playoffs at Minnesota. But most of the last 15 years have been trash, have been awful football. And for the last few years, the Giants have been bad and boring. Bad and boring and irrelevant. And the only time the Giants were relevant was when other teams and the league were making fun of the Giants. The Giants is a joke last season with all the Saquon stuff and all of that. Fast forward to today. And there's Jackson Dart and the numbers I read to you and the quote from his right tackle I read to you. What you saw on the field today, what you felt watching Jackson Dart, what you heard in that stadium, the second he walked on the field and the way the fans, Giants fans, trying to lift him up, the cheers, the energy, the excitement about him, and what you saw on the field making big plays when he needed to, with his feet, with his arm, and taking care of the football, not putting it in harm's way, not turning it over. What we saw from Jackson Dart today, he's got the it factor. We saw it. And will we know how good he can be? And do we know if he's going to be a franchise quarterback? It's too soon to tell. We'll have to wait. We'll see what happens this year, next year. But we saw a winner. That's what we saw today. We saw a player who is a winner. We saw a level of compete, of attitude, of do everything and leave it all on the field. And yes, does he learn? Have to learn to protect himself, learn to slide at some point? Yes, all of that, so that every game he's not off in the medical tent being checked out for a concussion. You don't want to see that every game. So at some point, he's going to have to learn that. But we saw a player who just, it's the same offensive line that Russell Wilson played with last week. Andrew Thomas was back last week. He only played a half last week, but he was back last week.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's running backs. Frankly, they don't have Tyrone Tracy. He's injured at the moment, so it was Cam Scadaboo and Devin Singletary at running back. And they didn't run. If you look at what Scadaboo did, he also played with heart. He's fun to watch. He plays with aggression and passion. But Scadaboo, 25 carries, 79 yards, 3.2 yards per carry. He runs with an edge. He's not necessarily as fast or shifty as some other players, even a Tyrone Tracy. Is it possible that play down by the goal line that Tracy would have made that play and ended up in the end zone, maybe beating a man? Who knows? But with players that were largely the same that Russell Wilson had last week, and here Malik Nabers gets injured. And so Darius Slayton, the forgotten man who hasn't done very much, Theo Johnson out there, guys making plays in big situations. The numbers are not glamorous, but he found a way to win, and especially at the end of the ball game, found a way to make plays, to make enough plays for the Giants to win this football game. And the kid, he's got the it factor. He's a winner. You want to get excited, Giants fans. The San Diego Chargers, maybe their offensive line has holes right now, and the Giants defense was able to exploit that. This pass rush finally looking the way we thought it should look today. Took over a game and was dominant. But that Chargers defense is formidable. Came into this game as one of the best defenses in the league. Undefeated football team, well coached. Justin Herbert at quarterback. You've got Jim Harbaugh coaching. Well coached, undefeated football team. Terrific defense. Derwin James. And the Giants, the 0-3 Giants, come away with a win, and it felt like we were seeing something, the start of something special. Also from Illuminor, here's another quote. He said, the last quarterback I played with like that was when I was in Baltimore with Lamar, meaning Lamar Jackson. How they're going to fight for every inch out there, just seeing how he was going to do everything humanly possible. He's talking about Jackson Dart. Humanly possible to win this game. It can only motivate you to go out there and just do what you can to help him win. So, look, if you remember Eli Manning's rookie year in 2004, he was mostly really bad. But he had his moments. Last game of the season was good. But he struggled. He was a rookie. And if you remember Daniel Jones's rookie year with Pat Shurmur as his offensive play caller. Daniel Jones was actually really pretty good his rookie year. 24 touchdown passes, 12 interceptions. The problem was the fumbles. His clock, he held onto the ball too long and had a fumbling problem, but he was a playmaker. He looked good until then he didn't. So rookie years are hard to judge. You look for qualities. And what we see from Jackson Dart, we see the arm strength. We see the ability to throw players open. We see the ability to throw off platform when there's a rush. We see the ability to buy time, step up in the pocket, and buy time with his legs, make plays with his legs. The threat simply of him running, opening up some lanes for Cam Scataboo and for the running game a little bit. We see all of that. You see the ability, the natural ability, what Brian Daboll saw. And then you see the level of just flat out compete, the competitiveness, and the it factor. And the numbers won't jump off the page, but the most important number, the Giants won. Now, the other first round draft pick, you want to get excited, Giants fans? The defense, the pass rush. Abdul Carter, I saw a stat. He was credited with 9 pressures, which is crazy. The Giants defense, 20 pressures in this game. Not hits, but pressures, which is a big stat. So they came alive, and whether it was Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, who's having a superb season, big sack at the end of the game, the big fella Dexter Lawrence with the incredibly athletic tip pass, interception, rumbling and stumbling and mumbling and stumbling and rumbling and the earth shaking all the way down towards the goal line. Great play there. And Kayvon Thibodeau, all of them contributed, were, you know, and together were dominant and made plays. And ultimately, this game very close, but the Giants didn't beat themselves. We can nitpick about decisions in certain situations and players. John Michael Schmitz, who keeps getting eaten alive, and, you know, penalties and... We can talk about all of that, but the Giants get off the schneid. They were 0-3 this season, feeling like it was spiraling towards another irrelevant, bad, boring Giants season. And instead, I give Brian Daboll credit. I thought this was a panic move a week too early to play the kid against this Chargers defense. I thought was throwing him a little bit to the wolves. I thought, you know what? Play Russ one more week. Sit the kid. Let him learn one more week against that tough defense. Give him a little bit of a softer landing spot. And let him start, first start ever against the Saints. Well, you know what? Turned out this situation was not too big for him. And the pressure of it and that Chargers defense, they are good for sure. A Jesse Minter coach defense and all the looks they give you. But he was ready. And Dable was right. And boy, if there's a player that Brian Daboll loves more than Jackson Dart, I don't know who that would be. At no point in the time that Daboll and Daniel Jones were together did Brian Daboll ever seem to like his quarterback as much as he likes Jackson Dart already. I don't know how many times in the post-game press conference he said, I'm glad we got him. I'm glad he's our quarterback, but I'm glad we got him. He must have said that 4 or 5 times. He just kept saying it, and there's a strong message there. And the message is, this is Brian Daboll's guy. He wanted the Giants to draft him. And he wanted the Giants to play him today. And for people who thought that, you know, maybe Joe Shane thought this should be a redshirt year for Jackson Dart, or maybe a lot of people around thinking, let him sit until the middle of the season. Well, Brian Daboll couldn't stand another moment of watching a bad, boring offense with Russell Wilson back there. And this was the vision for the kind of player he wants. That Josh Allen attitude, and obviously Jackson Dart, not comparing him to Allen as a player. We'll see what he develops into. But that attitude, and even today, Brian Daboll, post-game press conference, talked about, referenced developing a player, a rookie player, and some of those, that growth and all of that, and referenced that he did it about 7 years ago, meeting with Josh Allen. So he loves this player, loves him, Daboll. And this is it. He is absolutely, he's betting his job on Jackson Dart, called him a tough son of a, and loves the kid. Says, I've got confidence in the rookie quarterback. And if you're a Giants fan, I think you should have some confidence in the rookie quarterback as well. So disappointing, really disappointing, that it looks like they're going to lose Malik Nabers, because felt like seeing Jackson Dart with some decent weapons, if Nabers were in there, would make a difference. But now it's going to have to be this defense, and Dart's going to have to make those around him better. And maybe before the trade deadline, or, you know, can the Giants pick up another receiver? We'll see. But because the weapons without Nabers are not great, not at all. But you see the difference that a quarterback that makes plays with that level of compete, with that it factor that energizes and lifts up his team, you see the impact that he has.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.